Back, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Shanika L. So all praises and great glory belongs to the great I am, my Father in heaven, for this beautiful day today. I am taking a walk, so I'm sorry if y'all hear the wind. I'm going to try to speak as loud as I possibly can. Glory be to the Most High. I just want to share another encouraging word for my brothers and sisters out there, for those who are battling tribulations and trials, who are going through various things and situations that it can be overwhelming. But give that battle that you're facing to the Most High. It is written that the battle is not yours, that you only need to be still. You see, I read a scripture, I believe it was yesterday, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, I believe, where he calls Jehoshaphat's army to triumph, and they didn't even need to fight in a battle. You see, the Most High told him, so all you need to do is be still. And he said, the battle is mine. I'm going to fight on your behalf. And y'all, when I tell you that he set up an ambushment against the enemies of Jehoshaphat's armies. And not only that, he caused his enemies to be confused to the point where they destroyed one another. All they did was sought after the Most High. And they worshipped him. Check this out. They worshipped him before, doing, and after. And while in the midst of them worshiping him, the Most High was fighting battle on their behalf. And when they realized what was happening, when they realized that they enemies had fallen dead to the earth, they triumphed and they worshiped the Most High. You see, the Most High put us through various tribulations and trials just so we can come to him, so we can learn to fully depend on him, so that we may learn his statutes and observe his commandments. God don't afflict men willingly. You see, he don't like it when he has to put us in situations to the point where it can cause us to be overwhelmed. He don't like to afflict us. But it is a beautiful thing, because number one, it shows how merciful he is. And number two, it humbles us in such a way that we learn to fully depend on him. And even in the midst of our trials and tribulations, God is with us. He is not far from us, even though it may seem like that he's far. He's not far away. He's just waiting for you to come to him with open arms. He's waiting for you with open arms. He's waiting for you to humble yourself before him. He's waiting for you to come to him. He's waiting for you. Just like the prodigal son, when he came back to his father's house, when he spent all his money doing various things that he wasn't supposed to be doing. But the Most High, his daddy, was waiting on him with open arms. And when he came to him, he put him on the robe and he fell and kissed his neck and made a big celebration for him. That's why the Bible says it is joys in the heaven over one sinner that repented. Come on now. So he's just waiting for you, man. He's just waiting for you to come to him. And everything that you have done, all the mistakes that you have made, he will forgive you. It's already been done. He's just waiting for you. He's just waiting for you to come to him. Glory be to the Most High. I love each and every last one of y'all. Don't get discouraged. And even though I know it's hard, because it's so hard. I mean, it's so easy to get discouraged during this season of tribulations and trials. But just know that we have an almighty God that is bigger than our battles. That's bigger than anything that we face. He's bigger than anything. He's almighty. He's all powerful. I am a living proof. I am living proof that the Most High spared me. I have done so many horrible things. I have hurt so many people. I have sinned against my God so many times, but God was so merciful towards me and he spared me. I am living proof that he is a great deliverer. He is our salvation. He is great and almighty. And it's by his mercies that we are not consumed. So as long as you have breath in your body, give praises to the Most High. Worship him, and even in your time of despair. Because the Most High has to try us. He has to try us through the fire. That's how he would know. That's how we know if we really have a heart for the Most High. You see, and that's all he wants. He wants us to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind. We have to have a heart for the Most High. And once we get tried on the other side of that fire, there are innumerable blessings waiting for us. Come on now, there are innumerable blessings waiting for us. And I notice a pattern in the scriptures. Even Job, when Job went through what he went through, when he lost his family, when he lost his health, even though he went through all of that, he was blessed in his latter end than the beginning, because he had to be tried through the fire. And when God seen that, even though he was greatly despaired, even though he questioned the Most High, even though he was doubting that his Savior was near, he did not curse God. He did not wickedly depart from his God. And when the Most High seen that he was truly faithful to him, that he rewarded him for his trouble. Be to the Most High. Who y'all? I didn't even know what the Most High wanted me to speak. But let the Holy Spirit have his way. He is just waiting for us. Y'all, we are in the end times. We are in the last days. And it's time for us to get our houses in order. It's time for us to truly seek the Most High God. Because at the end of the day, we will only have him and him only to depend on. To feed us through the trials and tribulations of being in the wilderness. So, when you're feeling discouraged, when you're feeling overwhelmed, call upon the name of the Most High. Call upon him. Give your battle and lay it at his feet. And he will pick it up and fight for you. He go to war behind his saints. You feel me? He go to war behind us. That's why the Bible says, touch not my anointed. Man, glory be to the Most High. I love each and every last one of y'all. If this word has truly blessed you, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And hit that bell to get notification when I upload new content. Until next time, my kings and queens, God bless. Talk soon.